Our next item?
Yes, before the next item, I wanted to ask Mr. Boyers if there is value in having the court reporter record this. Originally, we were just going to record the ACL, but would you like a transcript or a written record of this referral?
We're still on Carpinteria, correct?
No, we are off. I'm now about to move to 11 Refugio.
Yes, I do think it'd be beneficial to have the court reporter stay and record this. I'm sorry.
Okay. So that would be the last item for the court report is 11. So if you can stay and record this for us, that'd be appreciated. Would you like me to go ahead? Okay.
Yes,
so
please.
This is item 11. Item 11 is a hearing. Does that mean he needs to read a hearing statement? Okay. To consider adoption of a resolution authorizing referral to the Attorney General for judicial enforcement against Plains Pipeline LP and all other appropriate parties related to a May 19, 2015 oil spill near Refugio State Beach in Santa Barbara County. Michael Thomas, Assistant Executive Officer, and David Boyers, Assistant Chief Counsel, will present the item. Staff cannot discuss the details of the case since it is an impending enforcement action, but will discuss the reasons for the referral to the Attorney General.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this item is to recommend that the board adopt a resolution referring this case to the Attorney General's office so that the Attorney General can investigate. We did provide background information in the staff report on the spill and the cleanup efforts. We do not have a presentation on that today, and that's a conscious choice because we are referring this matter to the Attorney General's office, and there will be an investigation and a potential enforcement action. We're recommending that the board not discuss the details of the case, including the cleanup. The information in the staff report is public, but even so, we recommend that we don't discuss it. So the referral item, the reason that we're proposing to refer to the Attorney General's office is that this is what we normally do in cases like this, when there are multiple agencies involved and potentially multiple enforcement actions. The regional board cannot coordinate all these other agencies the way that the Attorney General's office can. We can't, for example, the water board can't, for example, assess penalties according to other agencies' regulations. We can only assess penalties pursuant to our own regulations. The Attorney General's office, on the other hand, can take into account all of the agencies involved and their various regulations and can negotiate with the responsible parties, negotiate a settlement, if there is one, that represents all of the agencies and their regulations. The federal government will also be involved in the case, and the Attorney General's office will be coordinating with the federal government. I do not know to what extent the federal government will be involved or to what degree they will want to pursue enforcement. That's something that will be determined down the road as we pursue the case. So again, this is a normal procedure. A resolution is required. We do have a supplemental sheet that the board should have. Plains Pipeline submitted a letter and recommended that we change the names of the responsible parties in the resolution. We did that. And I just also want to assure you that we are not bound by the resolution in terms of the company names that are in the resolution. It is important to have names in the resolution, have the names of the responsible parties, but we can come back to the board and change that resolution if we find out during the investigation that we should have named other parties. So with that, I'll answer any questions. Mr. Boyers is also here to answer questions, and we recommend that you adopt the resolution.
Okay, so we'll entertain questions, and also I have a speaker card on this matter. So after we had an opportunity to ask questions and clarification, we'll give an opportunity for the party who requested to get a 3-minute presentation. So, questions?
Will we have an opportunity to? Will we have an opportunity to speak after the public comment?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll hold.
I have a question. Mr. Thomas, the resolution says that we are requesting the AG's office petition the Superior Court. We can't make them do that, can we?
Correct.
What if, and I don't know this is would necessarily be a likely outcome, but what if they decided not to petition the Superior Court? Do we lose our jurisdiction?
No.
To then go ahead and do an administrative proceeding?
Right. We can at any time decide to pursue our own enforcement action, including bringing that to the board.
Mr. Delgado?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. So at this time, I would like to request from Ms. Redmond to come to the podium. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the board. I'm Kira Redmond. I'm the Executive Director of Santa Barbara Channel Keeper, and I'm here to support the staff recommendation that you refer enforcement against Plains to the California Attorney General. The Plains spill on the iconic Gaviota Coast has had a devastating impact.
Can you slow down a little bit?
Sure, sorry. The Plains spill on the iconic Gaviota Coast has had a devastating impact on water quality, wildlife, our community, and the local economy. As such, Channel Keeper urges you to urge the AG to pursue the maximum penalties possible through judicial enforcement in order to send a strong message and provide an effective deterrent to this discharger and others. While we know the investigation is ongoing, it is clear that more could and should have been done to prevent this spill from occurring and to respond more quickly and effectively to prevent so much oil from being released into the ocean. Plains and other dischargers need to see appropriately stringent signals from regulatory agencies to incentivize them to do more and to take necessary steps to prevent discharges that harm the environment and the public. Plains in particular needs this signal given how many miles of pipeline they operate throughout California in sensitive habitat and in proximity to waterways throughout California and the nation. Too often, dischargers get the opposite signal. They appeal for minimum penalties or no enforcement at all, and agencies roll over and enforcement is either non-existent or so lax that it's effectively meaningless. This is extremely frustrating for organizations like Channel Keeper, who work hard to protect the environment, and for the communities that are impacted by pollution and who rely on you and other agencies to enforce the law. We sincerely hope appropriate maximum penalties will be assessed in this instance and that this board will relay its support for such to the AG. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. So at this time, let's see, I think Dr. Hunter, you had a comment?
No, I simply wanted to reserve my comment following the public comment. And actually, Mr. Young asked the very question that I had in mind.
Mr. Johnson?
I have a comment on the resolution, and I want to propose an amendment to it. Is that in order at this point, Mr. Chair?
I would suggest that we do this once we go through the formal process of, you know, motion, because there may be some other question or comments at this time.
That's fine.
Thank you. A question that I have is there an approximate time in horizon that the Attorney General office would then take this matter, you know, because now we basically formally would, assuming our board votes to take this matter to, you know, the state level, what's the time frame?
You know, I wish I had a really good answer to that. These things play out depending on Plains' response, the interaction between the agencies, the investigation that might still be needed. So it's difficult to give an exact time frame. You know, a number of agencies have been involved at the outset and have been working with the Attorney General's office and the U.S. Attorney's office on moving this matter forward expeditiously because it is a high-profile matter. So I can't give you a time frame as to when you know, either a settlement will be reached or a complaint will be filed, but I can say that I'm aware that the AG's office is involved currently and is moving forward expeditiously.
Would you state your name for the court reporter, please?
David Boyers. Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, the reason I ask is because, sometimes you see cases that, are backlogged in the system, and it takes months and sometimes a couple of years. And, I think this particular matter, there is a sense of urgency from stakeholders and other parties to, get some lesson learned from this. And not necessarily, when I say lesson learned, not necessarily the punitive aspect, but, how do we prevent this from happening again? So, all right, thank you. So at this time, we'll have a motion, and then this gives you an opportunity to make an amendment.
So moved. I want to make my amendment. I don't know what's the appropriate way to do it. Do I make the motion and then move to amend it? Is that?
You would make the amendment and then make a motion to move it with that, your proposed amendment.
Okay. So, I'm in favor of the referral. I have no worries, given the high-profile nature of the case, that the Attorney General is going to let this one lie around. Given what limited amount I know about the spill, it certainly seems quite possible that penalties at a higher level than we can assess would be appropriate, and there's a lot of efficiencies. My concern is this: there is certainly the potential that at some point this will be before this board. Doesn't seem likely, but it's possible. And I'm looking at point number 4, which says judicial enforcement of the Water Code allows for the assessment of more appropriate maximum civil liability for the discharger's violations of the Water Code in this case. And I understand that while it may be staff's assessment that higher liability is appropriate here, this is a resolution of the board, and we haven't heard any evidence on this. I certainly wouldn't want to express an opinion on it until we had. So I would just propose amending it to read judicial enforcement of the Water Code allows for the assessment of higher maximum civil liability for the discharger's violation of the Water Code should it prove appropriate in this case. I just do not want to give the appearance of having prejudged. Does enforcement staff have any issues with that?
I would like to, I hear you, but can we put this on the screen? Because too many times we have found ourselves.
I can, if we can pull the resolution up, I can dictate the strikeout and
I don't believe we actually have a Word version where we can make that change easily. We can type it out.
Okay. Well, I can read the strikeouts and additions into the record. How's that?
If that's okay with the board members, would that be sufficient? Otherwise, like I said, I can just type it out, type that sentence out.
Yeah, type the sentence. That way, we're all looking at the same wording.
Judicial enforcement of the Water Code. Do you want me to include the strikeouts and underlines in here? No. Okay. Judicial enforcement of the Water Code allows for the assessment of higher maximum civil liability for the discharger's violations of the Water Code should that prove appropriate in this case? And there's a apostrophe after dischargers. And there's an S after violation.
Can you also insert the number 4 there so we know what exactly where it goes in the order? Yeah.
Okay, so at this time, comments, input from board members?
Yeah, I question whether we shouldn't...
Mr. Young, yeah. That question.
Yeah. Mr. Johnson, I wonder if you wouldn't want to take out the word dischargers, because that's... playing it out, that's an assumption that we're making that they violated the water code without having heard anything.
So seems pretty clear they discharged something.
Yeah, but we're not making a finding that they have violated anything.
I would defer to counsel on that.
But we're referring this discharge by this discharger to the Attorney General, so I would actually keep that language in because it's referencing this discharger's violations. We're not saying, and the reason this language is being added is so that it's not definitive whether there were any violations.
It just looks like a conclusion there.
Well, we're
not like the alleged violations or the potent or the possible violations.
Right.
For the dischargers.
Would you like
possible
to say
violations.
Possible violations? Well,
possible or alleged would be fine in there. I'd accept that change.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mayor Delgado?
No comment.
Let's say possible. Of the possible discharger's possible violations.
Dr. Hunter?
I would agree with that change.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
You know, one thing that I look at is the end of a sentence, and it seems the language is just slightly awkward. Should that prove appropriate in this case? Maybe that's my English being the second language where that causes me pause here, but it's a little awkward.
If you'd like, you could also take what you have currently, which is number 4, judicial enforcement of the water code allows for the assessment of more appropriate maximum penalty, if appropriate, for the discharger's violations. That just changes the wording around, whatever you'd prefer. It's another way of saying the same thing.
I like this other way around a little better.
I don't care. I don't care how we word it. I just want to avoid the appearance of us having already made the assumption that maximum liability is appropriate, because we haven't seen evidence.
I question whether it really matters so much what's in the resolution, because we're not going to be the trier's effect.
Probably.
You know, it's...
But we've been told that we retain the right, in fact, to move on this. That's why I'm being careful.
Okay, so with our language, our wordsmithing here, No, we had the motion, and then in the motion, a change of language.
I move that we adopt the... Mike Johnston, I move we adopt the resolution with the second proposed language change that's on the board, and I'll read it into the record. Judicial enforcement of the Water Code allows for the assessment of more appropriate maximum civil Do we want more appropriate in there? I'm sorry, Jessica.
What?
You got appropriate in there twice. Don't you just want of maximum civil liability, if appropriate?
Higher. The first higher. More appropriate should be higher.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try again.
No.
Sorry.
The first appropriate should come out.
Okay, I'll read it again. Judicial enforcement of the Water Code allows for the assessment of higher maximum civil liability, comma, if appropriate, comma, for the discharger's possible violations of the Water Code in this case. So I move adoption of the resolution, substituting that for the existing four.
Second.
With the amendments in the supplemental resolution, supplemental attachment two.
Okay, so we had a second on this. Now roll call, or
who's the second?
Any more? I think you did.
Oh, Mr. Young.
I have an amendment too. But do you want to vote on this one, or we can be done with this?
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Are we voting on?
I would like to do that. It's a little more tidy.
Okay, go ahead.
So roll call on this particular amendment.
So the roll call is just for the inclusion of this amendment or this change into the resolution, not on the resolution itself.
Correct.
So who was the second? Was it Dr. Hunter or Mr.
Young?
We both chimed in, but I'll take credit for it.
Okay.
Can I make a procedural? This is kind of awkward and not usually the way you would normally do it. I mean, so this one is on the table. If you have any other changes, let's go ahead and make those. We'll then read all of them into the record, and someone will make the motion that you'll accept this one, and you'll accept however many more you're going to make, and we do one roll call to adopt the resolution. That's my suggestion.
Okay, what I'd like to do, though, as a suggestion change to your suggestion, is that we do have a consensus and agreement on this. I don't want to end up with 2-3 motions and then go back and debate it. So I want to be clear that this particular language changed.
So maybe do an informal yes.
Yeah, that, yeah. And that way at least we have this particular item.
And Tammy, you don't want to record this as any kind of vote. This is just an informal.
Just a consensus. So yes, Rena?
Yes.
All right, we're all consensus, we're in agreement. So. Mr. Young.
Okay, a question. Paragraph 2. Do we have, is there a potential Water Code violation for a discharge or release of oil to land which may threaten water quality? In other words, is our concern under our jurisdiction simply the discharge to the ocean of the subset of the discharge, or is it the entire amount discharged from the pipeline that may invoke the Water Code? Because part of it, from what I am aware of, didn't get to the ocean. Some amount did not get into the ocean.
Correct. And you know, I'd hate to offer an opinion and then somehow bind the Attorney General's office or have it come back as you've given an opinion in this matter that was cited by your counsel when you were doing the resolution, and that somehow precludes us from.
Okay.
So I would say that generally, you know, the Water Board has very broad authority to impose penalties and require cleanup for all the gallons discharged.
And I was actually hoping that our attorney would be able to advise us and not the enforcement team prosecutor.
I'm going to comment because I'm going to agree with Mr. Boyer's remember, this is a referral. You don't want to, we want to keep this as clean and as simple as possible. He's already stated you have the ability to come back and take further action if something does not happen, or if the Attorney General decides not to prosecute the case. We still reserve our right to take that up, and at that time we can go into all of these details. At this point, I would recommend, unless you have specific language changes.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So, beginning with, this is paragraph 2, last sentence, an as yet undetermined substantial volume of crude oil was released to land and into the Pacific Ocean, and continue the rest of the sentence. Because the way it reads now, it's almost as though the concern is what was discharged only to the ocean, and I don't think that we're limiting our scope of concern.
Is it 15 or 19?
2015, the year 2015.
There we go.
Remember, she's been gone for a year. She's still stuck in 2014.
Okay, so please read your sentence.
Say it again.
Please read your
Repeat
sentence
it.
So I can.
Okay. Well, a release of crude oil occurred from the pipeline, period. New sentence, an as yet undetermined, comma, substantial volume of crude oil was released to land and.
No, sorry.
And.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
As yet sorry, if you can.
Right.
And I lost
as
myself.
Yet undetermined, comma, substantial volume of crude oil was released to land and into the Pacific Ocean near Refugio State Beach, in violation of water code, and then you have paren quotation water code, paren sections 13385 and or 13350, period.
Is that correct as you read it?
Well, before you leave, will you please delete off the screen the number 4 that we are not going to use, and then we'll put it on the flash drive to save.
Mr. Chairman, if the intent of these, the board's intent in making these revisions is to not make conclusions about violations, this paragraph number that we've just added, number 2, it concludes that there were releases in violation of water code.
So let's just put the word possible in front of the word violation. You got the cursor in the right place.
Yeah.
She's thinking.
If you're okay with it, that's fine. Or we could do.
And then a violation. Okay, does this meet your your request? Okay, so now just...
There is a typo.
Okay.
Yeah, which is violation instead of violation?
It's violation.
All right, so I'd like this particular proposed change from Mr. Young to also have a consensus if we're comfortable with this language.
You know, Hubers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
We'll save it when we're done.
Karina?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike? Yep. All right. Okay, so... So at this time, we have two distinct items in motion changes. And so I would like at this time to go to a vote if through roll call.
Well, if we need a motion first. Don't
well,
we?
We'll do the...
We can do the whole thing.
We'll have a motion then for these two amendments.
So a motion to adopt the resolution with the amendments right.
In item 2 and 4.
And do we need to reread those into the record, Jessica, or have they been discussed enough?
I think that's
okay. And they're in writing, so.
Well, but that isn't in the record up on the screen yet, so. Okay, so we're good.
All right.
So a motion to adopt the resolution with the changes, the two changes as discussed.
I will make that motion that Mr. Harris just stated.
Okay. I will second.
So at this time, I'd like to have a roll call.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Okay, approved unanimously. And do you need to type what's on the screen?
She's just recording the verbal, what we were talking about.
Because you expressed concerns that this was not...
Well, it's been, the discussion's been read in the record. We have now typed it and have a copy of it as, and so the verbal or the transcript would coincide with our discussion.
I think that it's fine. She has what we've said, so
okay,
we're good.
Very good. Just want to make sure we don't have any hiccup. So so this item is concluded, and again, I'd like to thank my board colleagues to apply some due diligence here and looking at the fine elements of the language.
So it's on the...
And at this time, this should conclude the this particular item. And
so one, why don't we come? I would suggest we come back in an hour, quarter. Let's make it a quarter of two, just to.
Yeah, I would say about.
And that'll give us plenty
two.
Of time to wrap up the afternoon.
Yeah. So we're going to take a lunch break now, and we will reconvene at quarter to two.
And thank the court reporter. This will be the last item, so you are done for the day. Thank you very much.
And when we reconvene, is it item 13 that we'll start with, or 14 or 15?
Oh, we have public forum, correct. Public forum, and then we will come back with the TMDL.
Okay.
Public forum will be first.
Okay.